What's up, everybody? Welcome back to I Got You Peg. You know, she is not covering her damn ears.
No.
Wow.
What did you do then?
As you can hear, we've got a bit of an audience, some joiners today. But my name, you can call me Will, because I too will swallow a man named Jonah. Brother Bear.
Your friends are exhausting.
I am the producer / co-host Will.
I'm Lila.
I am. And we are also joined by family to the podcast. Say hi, ladies. Hi, y'all.
The infamous Kyle, who always comes up every other episode.
She's always doing this shit.
You're welcome.
Because you're very problematic.
Gonna make us rich.
There.
We hope.
Aren't you already rich?
Okay.
Like very wealthy. and this is my favorite, Joe. I love Joe way more than I love Kyle. Joe is the best thing since sliced bread.
And we are back for another episode of I Got You Pegged. How y'all doing, family?
No.
Stop. How y'all doing?
All right.
Everything good?
It was stressful today.
At least the beginning part. It got a little scary at one point. I was like, whew, we just gonna breathe through it. Oh Lord.
Damn tornadoes.
Activated.
Baby, can we talk about I-94, 75, and the lodge being underwater right now in Detroit? Can we talk about
it? I believe it, because I-94, 90 and Lake
Shore. I tell you, like, there might be a well outside right now because it rained. People were canoeing in Detroit. Make it make sense.
Okay. Was that a real one?
Yes!
Wait, that video you said?
That was real.
Side.
Yes!
He sent this video on Instagram.
We got things to do today. She said this booty call ain't gonna answer.
Okay. Listen, it is not a game out here. Like, it is rough out here in these streets, okay? I had the nerve to be out here hot in the streets last night. I was walking through the streets like Storm with a cape on, trying to. You think I'm joking? It was lightning and raining everywhere. This girl was like, "I see you with your hoodie, your cape. You see it, boo. Thanks."
Lakeshore Drive.
Yep.
I'm glad we didn't take Lakeshore because we would have been like, "Y'all, Lakeshore Drive." We were up north after trying to come get Kyle.
Oh Lord.
And that's not even the part closest to the lake. This is the part farthest away from it. So I'm sure the other part is underwater.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I haven't seen y'all. It's been forever since I've seen y'all. I've missed you so much. She's still showing.
Hold on.
Damn.
The car is halfway underwater. I'll make sure.
Oh, yeah. I'll send you some more posts on Instagram because it's a whole bunch of Detroit ones. Like, it's rough out
here. I'm glad Will said we weren't taking that way. We just took Ashland straight up from Lincoln Park area because we were both like, no, we can't get on Lakeshore. We definitely don't want to be trapped on 94. And we took Ashland wasn't a problem, though. It had a couple of areas with some dips because they don't clean the gutters in Chicago. But other than that, we got home in what? 30 minutes?
It was about an hour.
Damn training.
Probably.
Time flies when you're having fun.
And I started moving fast.
That felt like forever.
Yeah, long ride.
2 hours. They said one and a half. Of nothing. But yeah, I'm glad you saved Storm. She all right.
Everything cool over here, I guess. Mm. My homegirl has 5 feet of water in her basement.
Shit. Did we check ours? You know me and I, you should be flooding.
I think we all right.
That 5 feet?
Yep.
So what is all feet? First of that's all, bitch. I am five. 3 3/4. First and second of all, I am cold out here.
So, ma'am, your mouth would still be in the water standing up straight on the ground.
First of all,
only thing that would be in the water would be scalp, and that's it.
Not too bad.
Y'all see why Kyle
was
in there.
Eyebrows
just got in there. Anywho, first topic.
All right. Oh, okay. Somebody read it. Get in. Will you please stop beating him?
You ain't had a price to win it in 15 years. You better leave me alone.
Looking like the fluids, man.
Shut up.
Oh, Lord. All right. Well, let's get on into it. Let's get on over to our foolery for the day. And this one, y'all, this one kind of hurts my heart. This one is near and dear to my heart. Obviously, you know why. What the hell? Why is OnlyFans trying to move away from sex work? What shit is that about?
What did they see that Tumblr couldn't even do it successfully? Right. So why do you think you going to be able to do it? People going to watch? Thank That's you. What we got YouTube and Twitch for. We don't need a third major streaming service to watch people play video games. Like, it's just not necessary.
Is YouTube not working anymore?
How many tutorials?
But here's the thing.
We need tutorials.
We need to remember that OnlyFans started off as like a tutorial, like that thing. No, it didn't start off for sex. It started
off for like to be able to enable to be a fan of people with plans, sewing channels, YouTube, kind of more along the lines of actually Patreon, mm-hmm. but for celebrities.
So like I would go on there to see. Gotcha. Jackie Aina give specific tips about makeup.
Actually, like you were going there to see Tom Cruise talk about. Well. So that's what they were trying to get.
Like masterclass type stuff and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they were. They were trying to get the big name.
I see why T's on it now.
Or is he still by with the church? He not allowed to go outside.
No, he's still No, he's still with it. But so they, so then obviously they purposely didn't say like, you know, no adult content. And obviously adult content is what boomed for them because they take 20%.
Yeah.
So if we had OnlyFans, 20% off the top is what OnlyFans takes. Like off the top.
Which is why we don't have one. Which is why a lot of the other shows that are on there have it for free.
Right.
Like it's mainly to push people into other platforms because they take 20% off top, whatever you make.
That's crazy.
So that's what makes it. Right. And so why would you move away from your cash cow? Like, what's the...
I want to know. I need to know the reason.
Because they've done a great job. They've done a great job with the fact of, like, you know, no more public stuff, no more public sex on it, obviously, for obvious reasons and stuff like that. But, like, they're very good about, like, partners and all sorts of things. So it's not like, you know, you can just be videoed and put out there and made money off of, but you're not seeing any of the money and stuff like that. But also, we know that their practices have been a little questionable for people's accounts, shutting down people's whole accounts without giving them their money and then not allowing you to transfer out amounts of money at a time and things like that, and then shutting it down. So people are like, literally losing thousands of dollars when they do this stuff and having to take them to court. So it's just like, what the hell is going on over at the OnlyFans? It makes me worry. For
what I'm really hoping is somebody doesn't have like their finger on the pulse to government regulation, and they see something coming. That's what I'm really hoping, because you know every so often we get that big push from government cracking down on sex workers and how they're taxed or how their income is made.
Right.
So I'm really hoping that somebody doesn't have their finger on the pulse. What sometimes happens with these big companies, they get their, you know, they have their lobbyists and stuff, people that are in the government, and you know they found out something is coming. We need to go ahead and try and move away from
that makes sense. You
know, adult content.
Right.
I'm hoping that's not the case. But, you know, these Republicans, they got to have their charges every so often.
Yeah, and lobbyists be snitching. I don't know what's my opinion.
What?
What the hell is wrong? Why do you pretend to be embarrassed by me? Just so you are not overwhelmed. What? Y'all know that one time I got to be a lobbyist for 10 minutes and I was like, no, we can't do this no more.
That's too much. It's too
y'all
much.
Be too, too, I don't need information about it. But so honestly, that's I wonder what that's going to do to a lot of folks' livelihood, because it's going to be hard to transfer your audience, your clientele to a different platform, because Patreon can't support that. YouTube is not going to be able to do that. No one's going to buy their own website to be able to figure out how to host and do that. Like Squarespace.
Well, a lot of people are. The bigger ones are.
Are they?
So like,
they're just making their own websites?
Yeah, what's his name? The problematic one.
No, it's a bunch of them.
No, we've talked about him a few times on here. Fat Rabbit. No, that's more than a problem. We can talk about that in a second, actually. But that's more than a problem.
I'll show you the video.
Yeah,
that I'll show killer. Up.
I don't like.
Thank you.
It's a lot.
It's a lot, Kyle. A lot in every way, shape, or form. A lot. But so, like, he went through and did his own. And then there's another person that does some other stuff. And so he's in the middle of developing his own because he does a lot of like public play stuff. And so he can't do that on OnlyFans. So he's doing his own. But I'm like, the only other major one that I could think of if OnlyFans decided to shut down would be Just for Fans. That would still be up and running and doing it. But if it's legislation, they're going to be taken down too.
Yeah, so there's
Just for Fans.
There's a bunch of alternatives the out there, thing. But not as popular as OnlyFans. So there's the second one that's behind. Well, I would say this one is everybody has this as their backup is ManyVids. It seems like everybody
forgot about ManyVids.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Everybody has that as their backup. And like you just said, Just for Fans, and there's Model Hub, Loyal Fans, and IsMyGirl.com.
Okay. Because even Travis, Leela, Travis, that you had speaking your at your class, his backup is Just for Fans.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people are going to try to maybe do their own website. Miss Naima Cream, we can maybe discuss this with her in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, she has her own website.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so does, what's her name? Like, not Gia, but the other one. Oh God! Wow! That
was really hit. Data?
I can't think of her name. you know who I'm talking about, Leela.
Mystique.
No, not her. The other one. Raquel. Got it. She's going to her own website too. Right.
Yeah.
Well, okay. You know what? That might have been what I saw her. Remember, she had some type of announcement with Gaia recently. Yeah. And they did that. Okay. So maybe that was it.
Okay. But we need to go back and check that out. Yeah. So y'all make sure if OnlyFans decides to disappear, And if legislation does come out, make sure to, you know, write your congressperson, get that shit stopped. Sex work is real work. We advocate real work with sex work. So make sure to try to get that shit stopped, because hell to the no. Okay.
And pro tip, you can also go to assemblies as well. You can fill out a witness slip, a public witness slip, and actually show up to congressional meetings and Senate meetings too. And you can actually speak or be, you know, provide a proponent slip or a support slip for any type of measure you want. So you can go way beyond writing a letter. You got the time, find out when they're meeting. It's all public record. Go in there and you can actually sign a witness slip.
Shit, I did not know. All right.
Yeah. Remember, that's what I had to do the thing. Remember, I had to sign a public witness slip to speak at the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
So when I did that, you get to go to Senate Assembly and they will call on you to provide your testimony. And you can talk, depending on how much time they have, for up to 2 minutes to with the point that you got.
Hey, it also goes out to our sex worker listeners.
Yes. Show up. No, I'm telling you, it's so worth it. Because then they have to put it on the record. Exactly. Because sometimes with those letters, you can't guarantee that they got it, that they read it. You're not, you can't guarantee that. But if you show up to Senate hearings and you have submitted your witness slip, that gets recorded. So, just a little pro tip.
Let's get into it, okay? Wait, what'd you say? What did she just say?
But it's from that time she was a senator for 10 minutes.
Shut up. Take her with you. Okay.
For our fuckery this week, we are doing a sex worker of the week. So, who y'all got?
Yeah.
Start it off. Kyle, do you have a sex worker of the week? Yeah.
Can afford it. Can afford that.
How much it costs?
Too much money, I'm sure.
How much it costs?
Too much money.
He said too much money.
I'm sure. All right, I'll go first.
Okay.
My person is Detroit Dying, D-I-A-M, on Twitter. And OnlyFans is the same, Detroit Dying, Detroit Diamond.
Oh, I saw her.
Yeah. Cute little thing. Cute little thing. You know, doing her thing.
These are all the adjectives you got today.
Very educated young person.
We about to. The smart young whippersnapper.
Body is
acceptable. Amen. We don't get well a word of the day calendar.
I'm sorry.
Very high.
Struggle busting it. Okay, I am extremely hungover.
Your content is just not really, it doesn't have any, like, no specialties to, her content is solo content by herself for most of the while. I haven't seen any partner content, solo content, you know, making that thing.
Making that thing. All right. Okay, they can do what they do, baby. All right, come on in here, Ray Charles.
Lord,
if that's what you're into,
I mean, mine is similar. Mine is the Semen Summoner, and her handle on Twitter is @LYNNA. What Semen Summoner? Jazz, you know that's your middle name. You need to stop it right now. You need to leave her alone. Don't be doing that. Don't you do it. Don't make that face.
Put me out there like that.
You came into this. You're talking about a whale and swallowing men.
Swallowing Jonah.
Don't do that.
Don't you ever in your life try to make it seem like you just some.
Don't do
it. Your name ain't Bruce. You need to get it together. Lord.
Yeesh.
So back to the Semen Summoner.
I can't even defend you there. You said the whale.
Every single episode, putting his whole life out there, but then be real confused Or somebody like, remind him or push you.
I forgot what I said at the beginning of the episode. So.
That's also part of the problem. It just rolls off your lips.
That's part of it.
It just rolls off the tongue too well. You ready?
This is like
y'all, yeah.
This is like how they gang up on me in the group chat, y'all. Just to let y'all know. This
first of all, you be the main one starting stuff sometimes. You really do. And then you dip out the chat for like an hour. And then you like to come, oh my God, what happened?
When this fire comes
I did not know you was going to trip over the booby trap I had lit. Kevin McAllister. What is wrong with you?
Can you please finish telling us about Miss Summoner? Okay.
At @SAsialynnx on Twitter. Another fine young whippersnapper. But on top of that, though.
You going to drink that water right now? I knew that was a terrible idea. Was parched. You know that's a terrible idea. You know
my throat is dry. My throat is dry.
Unhinge your jaw. You know you got it. Just swallow.
First time you ever said that.
You know it's a specialty. You got this. Bro.
First time you ever said that.
Okay, not the second.
I did last
night. You only get to use that one once.
Oh, so Miss Summoner, go ahead. Continue. I apologize.
I can't even think what I was going to say no more. You know, it's a profile that, one, it's not just about the sex work stuff that's in there, too. It's just one that I can genuinely enjoy all of the content. TikToks be having me cracking up. You know, political stuff is in there, too. Going extra hard for the culture and the people. But also, the sex shit is on point. I mean, she thick, she cute, and she looked good bent over. So what else can you ask for?
Lord,
y'all are stressful.
Very so tough. My sex worker of the week is going to be on Twitter, boy with a badge and a bag, at Sunny D Trans Man. That's S-U-N-N-Y.
We did him already, didn't we? I did not do him like 3 weeks ago.
Did we?
Mm-mm. I did Sunny.
Did Hold on, wait. Give me. Oh, you probably did. You probably did. Damn it.
I think you're funny. Because you came up right after that.
Okay, boom.
Go ahead, because you might like him for different reasons than I like him.
That's true.
You may like him for different reasons than I do. So go ahead.
I mean, I'm not a fan of solo content, and he has some great solo content, but then also he has a little bit of content with T.S. I think her name is T.S. Jada. So it's just a really good, like a lot of really good videos, a lot of solo masturbation type of videos, trans man. Really, really good content. Mm. So if you like it, go check him out. Tell him that I sent you. All right. And
I'm going to leave it. We just walk away. We just let him have it.
What?
Anyway, nothing.
We gonna cruise
on
over. We gonna cruise on over to the host shit.
You know, United.
And this one, I especially United feel it because I'm old. I'm a man of a certain age. I feel old, and I'm wondering. So, after 60. What is gonna happen? We still getting down with the get down? What is our sex? What are our sex lives gonna be like after 60? I mean,
isn't that why you get titanium hips? Like you said, some knees.
I don't. What's the question?
Right? Why is this a thing? Why are we not?
I mean, looking? I do. I do know individuals after they hit a certain age, pretty much just locked it down, like it wasn't
really.
Did they die?
Right.
No,
it must have perspired.
Like that part of their life was over.
Done.
That part of their life was
so they done. Died inside.
Wow.
There are other ways to live other than.
But why would you want to?
Okay. Really? That's what we're doing.
That's because, I mean, for some people, it takes a lot of effort mm-hmm. to do these mm-hmm. things, like you operations, pills.
I take my pills every day. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those pills. Mm-hmm. Do y'all hear this?
It's from a pressure.
I mean, honestly, if the Lord says he ain't jumping no more, I'm just going to let it be. I'm not taking Viagra. I'm not taking Cialis. It is what it is. I can do a lot of other things. But I'm just like, if that's what the Lord said, then that's what the Lord said. I'm not going to fight that.
Now, if the Lord calls you cooch home, that's a different category than you making the conscious decision to be like, this is good enough. Come on, wrap it up.
No, right? Well, that's it. You know, like, have, like, a Broadway show, like, the final run.
I'm just saying, because my grandfather was 80 with a girlfriend and still using condoms, so, and no pills. So I'm just going to hope that it's going to be rocking the same way for me. But if not, okay, Aaron, you better do a little bit of slap and tickle. And call it a day. Slap and tickle.
You know?
A little digital hit, you know?
With your hands, I don't need you to knock.
It's his mouth that's the problem. It's not the hand. It's this part that gets him in trouble.
Y'all are Oh, now I remember what you're talking about, Kyle. Sorry.
Y'all are gross.
As soon as I logged in, I was like, hands.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, sinners.
Lord. So y'all are saying, so what do you say, Leela?
As long as these knees and your hips are still oiled up, then I guess that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I'll say as long as there's nothing too crazy going on.
Like what? Like your penis fall off?
Well, shit. If that happens, I think I'm done.
I mean, your mouth still working.
I think I got other things to worry about. I ain't worried about getting you off of my damn penis slopped off my body. No.
Oh my God, we're just talking about like it just fell off in the shower.
Right. Like, I got other shit to worry about.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no, 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 no. I hate
Well, guess you gotta go make pancakes.
Well, take up gardening. And then that's it. That's it.
I got other things that I am concerned about other than your vaginal pleasure.
Hey, I like the white circle of life by the light.
And green, baby. What's going on?
I like the place when it all falls down by Kanye West. Oh, my God. I was putting up the
Alexa.
My God. Why? I like this.
As I was saying, as long as there is nothing major going on, like back problems or something like that, I think I still be all in. As long as there's nothing major going on health-wise or heart problems.
We got pills.
Wasn't there a movie that I saw where like the dude had like a back problem or whatever, and like to make him feel better, she just sat on his face? And this was not a porn. I feel like it was like an indie film that I saw somewhere.
I'll find it tomorrow.
Because I'm like almost hot. It was like she was like his caregiver. Like I feel like it was like the hand that rocks the cradle meets like misery. I don't know. It was weird. I don't know.
I feel like it's neither like, one of those like movies are sexual.
A clone
sounds like a crime.
Or an unclothed.
No, basic. Like she had on a dress or something. She hiked up the dress and sat on his face. And he was he was like immobile. He was like, and like it was weird. What the fuck movie was that?
It sounds like a nightmare, actually.
I'm here for it.
I think that's
really I'm here for it.
Were you watching it on your laptop?
Oh.
No.
Was it the site you were on? Did it start with an X?
Right. No.
As long as it's not
like, I'm pretty sure. I want to say it was like Netflix or Amazon. Because like, I watched it during quarantine. I watched it during quarantine.
Does it sound familiar?
Yeah, it does sound familiar to me.
Like, there was like a movie. I can't remember. If somebody knows the movie, please tweet me. As Told by Des. Just, the EZT. Just
fill us all because
we would also like to be
I'm like, because it's going to annoy the Jesus.
It's not like the trick shit, because they're the only two niggas that seem to know. Everybody from Cleveland is confused.
Anyways, I mean, but after, I mean, yeah, just if it's if everything's working, if health is good about it, and we still, you know, here for it, yeah, girl, go in there, hike them britches up, and let me do something to you in the bathroom. You know, why not?
Okay. I mean, it's not always like a decision that someone makes. Like sometimes you're on a medication and just kills your libido or like, your hormones change.
Yeah.
That I could understand, right? But like, making the conscious decision to just close
up. You blow out the candles and it blows your pussy shut. That's not the same. There's two different ways to look at this problem.
That's all we've got.
What the? Huh. Blows the pit. Okay. Wow. That's
rude. Do better.
That's really rude. That's really, really rude.
Well, yeah, that is true. Making a conscious decision versus your body making the decision for you.
Yeah,
but like I've said, I'm sure
there are people that do that too. Though, right? That's I'm sure there are people that be like, you know what, this was great.
I have known people that said this is good. That was a good run. I'm done with that part of my life.
It just can't be me. If that's what works for you, great.
Other thing.
Me and his badge gonna ride to the wheels fall, but we ain't gonna ride because our knees is not.
So perfect example right here. Perfect example. Y'all know how when the world was open, every Friday I would go to happy hour, right? So happy hour on Fridays, like it's all old. It's all
meat hosts or whatever.
Huh?
What's the name of the place? Did I say it wrong?
Did you call it?
I thought it was like meat hosts.
Are you talking about Manjo?
Yeah.
Where did you get Miho from?
You know the
James.
So I'm like, it's very culturally diverse.
Not Miho.
All right. For our Detroit people,
Manjo
is now Miho.
There's this old white dude that used to go there for a happy hour. And he was saying how, like, once his husband died when they were, like, in their 40s or 50s or something, he was like, I just never, nothing. And I was like, excuse me? And he was like, nothing. I was like, no one, nothing. No one's, you know, tickling your kitty. No one's, you know, touching you fun. No one's, you know, nothing. He was like, no. And I was like, okay, so you're, like, at least taking care of yourself. And he was like, no. It was like every once in a while I'll just have like a night dream or a wet dream and that's it. He was like, but I've never wanted to ever again. And I was like, I pray to God never not for me. Hmm. Like, you're not even pleasuring yourself.
Right?
You just, exactly. Just all types of flooded pipes, that's, really?
Like, but that's a lot. Like a decision.
Right. It is.
Yeah. All right, you peace out. I'm not.
I don't expect you to. I'm not stopping because you gone either. If anything, well, it was a good run.
The girls look so good. Next. The girls look so good. Next.
Shut up.
That's gonna be you.
You literally just said it first, and now it's somehow of me being a fuckboy problem.
I'm just saying, that's what
give you do, though. Give me a day. Give me a
shut up, nigga. You talk too much.
No one treats you like this. Oh, you're so dramatic.
Shut your pretty fucking mouth, nigga. Stop my dick.
Yeah, No one treats him like
you me. Look pretty.
Bend over. Let me see
you. Look at you pretty, nigga.
What was that TikTok I sent y'all? Where it's like when you start getting compliments from old heads, you better shut up before I put my dick in you. What was that one?
Did yeah,
you
see that, that
one. I missed that one. I did not see that one, man.
When the girl was giving, she was like, "Hey, what you eating over there?" And he was like, "Better shut the fuck up or you get fucked." You know them old heads.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr.
Yeah.
Johnson.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I was like, what? How did you get here? Speaking
of
Minjos,
the amount of times I have been damn near molested in that damn bathroom and not in a fun way by old people, it's just,
Lord Jesus. You need an adult.
Let's see.
You a bad
I'm boy. Like...
Yeah, you have rough. Yeah, well, you have decent and rough look in bathrooms. You should probably just stay out of the bathroom.
Yeah. Literally, I try not to. I try not to. I hold it for as long as possible. Seriously, I don't know. Me and bad. I do have a lot of bad luck in bathrooms.
Here we go. Jesus. It's happened.
Whose phone is that? If you don't flick the switch.
Okay. Mind your business.
Before we go, I do back to Todrick. Back to Todrick. What is this young man's name?
Forget
Hold on. Let me find this. I just because, you know, current events and sex and shit like that. What is that man's name? What is this man's name? Nassib Carl Nassib, the football player.
Nassib?
He comes out. He just came out as
the one that just came out.
Mm-hmm. Y'all know that he's the Trumper, right?
Well, not the first, but like the first one that said it out loud, maybe. No, Michael Sam
was first, but they took Michael him Sam? Off of active. Yeah, the black one, and he came out. And
he never even really got to play.
Right, because yeah. of
they just say yep. like, oh, we ain't gonna
play. Yep. They never made him active.
Really?
Because of it. And he was a good player.
Did the one that committed all those murders come out too formally?
No,
or,
he didn't come out.
Or that was
no.
that was no. until after he died.
Yeah. Okay. So the
I couldn't remember if that's what his trigger was. Like someone outed him and then
I think he had CTE to be honest.
Yeah, he had CTE. Okay.
More than like, yeah, they said
this.
He
was crazy.
Mm-hmm. He had a lot going on.
A lot.
But he had been crazy. He'd been playing football since he was a kid, and they think he had killed somebody like in high school too. But they don't know.
All that brain trauma.
Yes, from that. Yeah, from that. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. So Carl
Nassib, something like that. Yeah, something like that. So he and apparently it's like he's had photos with like, you know, Trump stuff and, you know, very white, very log cabin. It's looking.
Interesting. So he's a gay the Republicans can get behind.
Apparently.
Literally, but
All right, guys. That's another episode.
I'm coming at the mouth for that one, okay?
I was in the wrong podcast for a second.
That's another episode of Change Your Perspectives.
All right. Y'all are now over. Thank you all for coming and joining us this afternoon.
I'll see you next week
at Multicultural Council 644.
And then Todrick. How y'all feel about Todrick in these days?
You know I don't care for Todrick. He is extra problematic. He's like the Candace Owen of... Yeah.
Of
you be paying for too much for me. Mm-mm, you do too much.
Like, even old girl had to do some out. Even, what's her name? Swifty. The annoying one that I really cannot stand. The wretch of life. She even deuced him out, too.
Oh, Azalea Banks?
No, Taylor.
Yes.
Oh.
Mm.
But that bitch was on point for once in her life. That clock, that broken clock was right twice.
For once.
One day.
For once.
I was surprised. I was like,
when she drags, she does it well. She does it well. And she's very pointed on it. But then she lives and it's just like, girl, why?
We're right back where we started. I was rooting for you.
We were all rooting for you.
Simple dick. style. You know it's true. And I put Tydrick in that same little category. Once he says something around the George Floyd one, I was like, okay. But then the next day, he says something else that was contradictory.
He's always been trash because really, all his shit in the beginning was like stereotypes. Like, he played all the stereotypes. I never liked him. I always thought he was coonish. Always.
Agreed. See, Joe be knowing. That's what I'm saying. Joe be knowing. That's why I like a move. Switch it.
Go for Joe. We did it, Joe. We did it.
All right. On that note. Now I'm in it.
Thanks for coming.
As usual, it's been fun. It's been real. Thank you to all of our Peggies on Patreon. Make sure to stop by over there.
Gracias.
Check out our content. A new Only Dads will be coming at you probably next week, I do believe. So you can look out for that. And we just got more stuff coming for y'all. So make sure to follow us, like us, share us, tell your mama about us, especially if she's over 60 and not having sex. Let her know it's okay. And and make sure to follow us everywhere that you can stalk your ex at I Got You Pegged, and we will catch y'all next time. Any final words for the ladies from the peanut gallery? Bye, y'all. Chaos.
That's all she got. She's been chocolate.